Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunair. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. Derry reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Macioas moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Case steals second. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Macchioz hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Chapman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Walesa. Walesa fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Walesa. Case scores. Macchioz moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Derry hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Everett Fagan now pitching. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree is 0 for 1 in the game. Embree hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Macioas takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Macioas. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Macioas steals second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Derry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas who is chasing the ball. Derry reaches third base with a triple. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Derry scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Senter now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.